Open your Bible, if you would, and read with me from the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs 12, I'm going to begin reading in verse 17. Proverbs 12, 17. The writer says, "He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." It is unfortunate that we live in a world today where some people promote telling lies. They will justify foregoing the truth and telling something that is false. They might use such statements like, "Well, the end justifies the means," or, "This truth would bring about sadness, but a lie could bring about joy." These justifications, and really they are no justifications at all, only show how short-sighted a person is who desires to speak truth. Here in this passage, the writer of the book of this passage compares truth versus telling lies. And let's back into the text. We started reading in verse 17 of Proverbs 12, but jump down to verse 19 and we'll work our way backward and notice the comparisons that he makes. The first thing that he says is that truth is stable, but a lie is not. When a person says 2 plus 2 equals 4, that is stable. It's a constant. It's something that will never change. But a lie becomes relative and is very instable in its nature. Another thing that this writer points out is that truth promotes health, whereas a lie is like the piercings of a sword. We all know liars. And the truth is that their lies will lead them to further harm. They lead to more and more lies, and eventually the inconsistency is found out. But when a person speaks the truth, something that is constant, something that is sure, something that is stable, well, that promotes health. Because nobody has to worry about whether or not they're speaking a lie. And the last comparison that this writer makes here in Proverbs 12 is really the comparison of right versus wrong. You know, when all is said and done, when we talk about the benefits of telling truth versus the consequences of telling a lie, when all is said and done, it really doesn't matter if you come up with a good reason to tell a lie. What matters is what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that he who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness declares deceit. When all is said and done, it's a principle of right versus wrong. It's always right to tell the truth, and it's always wrong to tell a lie. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue, but for a moment.